Now let's move on to deal with poor performance. Remember though, the main aim of a performance appraisal is to help people improve their performance. Any form of poor performance or disciplinary matter has no place in an appraisal and should very much be dealt with separately and in a timely fashion. Let us then consider the need for rules and for grievance and disciplinary procedures. Every organisation needs some form of basic rules of conduct. Often there are unwritten rules about standards of behaviour, and most of the time everyone will conform to these. Such basic rules might include things like timekeeping, adhering to lunch breaks, respecting company property, observing confidentiality, etc., etc. Standards will quickly deteriorate if no rules exist, or if they are vague, or if you fail to uphold them. Although you might need to review rules from time to time, they must always be clear and fully understood by everyone involved. They should provide an unambiguous set of work standards so that everyone knows exactly what is expected of them. It is useful to have an agreed approach for dealing with minor misconduct or poor performance. Your own line manager or HR representative is always your point of contact here. Colleagues in a similar management position can also be of help to you. The opportunity to talk over a problem with another manager rather than struggling alone enables you to pool your experience and knowledge. So in these cases, what are your management's responsibilities? A manager has four main aspects of responsibility, and these are 1. Establish standards of acceptable work performance and conduct for those in the team. 2. Uphold these standards consistently and without bias. 3. Nip any unacceptable behaviour or performance in the bud. And 4. Investigate any complaint about poor conduct or job performance thoroughly before talking to the team member about it informally. One of the major management challenges is dealing with misconduct or poor performance because it can so easily become an emotive issue. In such cases, there is often a knee-jerk response, resulting in a quick fix with all its consequences of the disgruntled employee that follows. It is important that we deal with issues at an early stage. If there is an issue, have you ever spoken to the individual about it during the preceding months? Of course, you need to gather sufficient evidence to confirm that it is really a problem, but you must address the problem promptly. Don't bury your head in the sand. Others will be affected and your own credibility will also suffer. If you delay in dealing with an issue, you may then have an uphill struggle to enforce the standard, and the individual might say, "How come nobody has mentioned it before?" Often, poor performers can be turned round through timely interventions. If you deal with it early, you can often keep it informal and the behaviours will not become entrenched. Unless there are clear criteria and expectations of performance, then dealing with issues of poor performance can become very subjective, and you may shy away from dealing with mediocre performance until it becomes such an issue that the only solution is to move right through to a disciplinary process. Think about the practical steps that you can take to ensure new and existing employees are clear about what is expected of them and where, if applicable, their performance falls short. Unless you make employees aware of the areas in which their performance falls short, then there may even be claims of unfair treatment by you. Any subsequent disciplinary procedure is likely to be flawed, with an employee claiming that he or she was unaware of the problem, and you meanwhile become increasingly frustrated and unable to deal with the issue. This is when the emotions start to run high, and there is a danger that you will then make the wrong decision. So, to avoid this, here are some guidelines. Make sure that every employee has a clear job description outlining the expected activities as well as the attitude, knowledge and skills required to do them. Ensure that every employee fully understands his or her role and the expectations of performance. Use the probationary period to guide and monitor the performance of the employee. Ensure that the employee is given the training they need in order to effectively carry out their role. Meet regularly to discuss performance and progress, especially during the early probationary period. Don't confirm an appointment if you have concerns about performance. Deal with issues at that stage. If you have monitored the performance and discussed it with the new employee during the probationary period, then non-confirmation of the appointment will be fair and reasonable. Exercise the option to extend a probationary period if you believe that the individual needs more time to achieve the required standards. If the probationary period is extended, then ensure that you monitor performance during this time and deal with any issues as they crop up. If, at the end of the extended probationary period, the performance is still not up to standard, then once again, non-confirmation of an appointment is fair and reasonable. Document all discussions and make sure that the individual always has a copy and understands them so that the whole process is very clear and open and fair. When dealing with poor performance, if performance drops below the standards required, you must discuss it at the earliest possible stages with the employee. Gather the facts and information and try to remain very impartial. Ignoring concerns with performance will not solve that problem. Take the person aside privately and explain the issue in detail. Have your facts to hand. Agree where performance has been unsatisfactory and what needs to change. State the standard required and explore the reasons for the gap in performance. Listen and evaluate any reasons that the employee gives you. Develop an action plan with the employee to raise their performance to the required level. Clarify with them in simple terms what is expected and who to go to for help if they have problems. Give clear consideration to what help you can give them, for example, retraining, mentoring, job transfer, coaching, etc. Set a date to follow up and review progress with them. Adopt a positive approach with them and encourage improved performance with positive feedback to them. Consider whether changing the job content or moving to an entirely different job could help to improve performance, particularly if the main cause of difficulty is low ability. However, don't do this just to pass the problem on to somebody else. Note, if you intend a conversation about poor performance or misconduct to be an informal warning, you will need to explain this and that disciplinary action may be taken if no improvement is shown over a review period. Always consult your own line manager or HR representative who will guide you through the organisation's procedure and ensure that you take all of the steps to keep the process on the right track. Remember to always explain any appeals procedure to the individual concerned. This concludes the podcast on supervisory and line management skills. I do hope you have found this useful and thank you very much for listening.